Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Diva of Days for Lives and Friends. This is Carrie. You can follow me on Twitter at Diva Abdul. And thanks for everybody who followed me on Twitter this week. Some of you guys are Peter Reckle fans. So thanks for joining. Follow us daily on the blog, divaabdul.com. And right now I have the spoiler promo for next week's show. And that was really good, Marlena and Kristen. And the spoiler picks. Mm-hmm. So there's great stuff there to look at right now. Also, there you have the e-newsletter you can sign up for. There's a Google Plus page also. And if you have a Gmail account, you can be one of our followers on the blog. Facebook, Diva Days, and our fan page is Diva Days for Lives. You can also follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. We have 99 followers. So it'd be nice. If you're number 100, we'll give you a shout-out on Twitter. How about that? And a follow back. So, follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. And you can also subscribe to our iTunes page. That way all of our shows will be in your iTunes account within 24 hours so that you won't miss anything. And we have Anna here tonight.
Hello.
And we have Miss Marianne.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. And I want to say hi to all the girls in the chat room. They're all ready to go. So I'm going to give a shout-out to at Bob Hapkin, at Amy Hapkin. Bob's on Twitter right now, so if you want to go tweet to Bob, it's at B-O-B-H-A-P-K-A. And I wanted to discuss our Peter Reckle interview that we had on Monday, and if you missed it, it's right there on our blog page. On the right, you'll see our last, like, six Blog Talk Radio shows. It's right there. Just press play, or you can find it here on Blog Talk Radio, or you can find it on iTunes. So it's all over the place, and whenever you have about an hour to spare, go ahead and press play. And Peter was fantastic. And I wanted to ask you girls what you thought about our interview with Peter on Monday.
Yeah, it's a must-listen. I think it's one of our... it's not the best, I don't know, but one of the best top interviews that we had. It was really...
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, he was... I think he handled himself very well, kind of told it like it was, his disappointment in leaving Days and how that was handled. But he's also let it open that he, like, always enjoyed his time and was thankful, and I think he would come back if... You know, the time was right, or he was offered the right amount, and just, you know, I still think he would like to come back. What I took from it. He had a lot of interesting stories and different things maybe that we hadn't heard before from him, and I know the question that I had asked him, and I had asked him about Francis Reed, because we all know Bo and Hope is a couple, but I always liked... Bo and Mrs. H, and I asked him how he liked working with her and everything, and you could tell they had a close relationship because he kind of got a little broken up there at first, and yeah, got a little emotional, and you know, then he talked about his experience with her and him having a picture of her in his house of them together, so I thought that was nice, and yeah, he told a lot of nice stories from the different questions that we ask, I enjoyed it. I think everyone else did. It went, you know, time went by fast, and yeah, hopefully maybe we'll get them on again. So
I really enjoyed it too. I mean, it kind of struck me that, gosh, we're talking to somebody that, you know, has been, like I said in the interview, in the landscape of our lives, you know, for 30 years or whatever, off and on, you know. But it was pretty cool to hear some. I think one of the things I got out of it was we heard some stories that I don't think we had heard before. Got a few pieces of insight that some things from his personal life that were fun to hear about, experiences with his daughter, Loden, and, you know, what his life is up to right now, traveling and performing, and got a sense of some of the stuff he's been doing in his time since he's been off of Days for a little bit, but I enjoyed, you know, I mean, like the Francis Reed, you know, conversation and stuff like that, and just some of the fun stories that that he did share that I hadn't personally heard before, so that was fun, and of course, we also did discover that there's apparently Brady profiling going on in L.A. at least one point in time. So we're downplaying that. But, he told a story about how he'd gotten pulled over by the cops while he was in character, and he didn't have his wallet or anything with him or, you know, ID or anything because he was just on his motorcycle in his bow outfit or wardrobe, headed over to a park or something to film a scene. So it's kind of funny. So I enjoyed that. So, yeah, so Brady profiling. So, anyway, so now we know Sammy can now, you know, that explains the way all the time Sammy's been in jail or almost in jail. So it's all a conspiracy. But anyway, it was a lot of fun. It was really nice. He was very gracious with his time. And I think we all had fun. It was, you know, as all four of us, you know, you, me, Marianne, Rose, you know, all of us, we have all watched the show off and on for years, and so it's just kind of cool to be able to talk to somebody that, you know, you remember watching in high school, college, you know, things like that, all the way through. So anyway, yeah, it was a lot of fun. So,
okay, he told the story about his daughter. You could tell he's really involved in her life now.
Yeah.
And I think he said that was part of the reason, too. You know, he decided it was time to spend some time with his family, and I guess his wife, Kelly, is off doing her music and, you know, kind of like letting her go off and do her thing. I think maybe he's staying home a lot more with his daughter. So I think I thought that was nice. And that, you know, he took her to Paris. And I like how he was talking about, you know, his daughter and his experience with her. So it was nice. Little personal stuff and stuff from Days, and he has a lot. Did he just say about different things going on, projects he's been doing?
There's a movie.
I can't remember.
On.
A movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Yes. Yeah.
What did you think?
There's a lot of great stories. I love when we hear stories we never heard before. Because when actors kind of have like a script in their head and they kind of repeat the same stuff over and over again in interviews, and it's so friggin' annoying. But Peter didn't do that. He gave us great stuff and talked about his daughter and his trips he took, and you guys all asked some great questions and the brief profiling. And, it was a really interesting interview. And, you know, I understand his frustration that he is going to be tied to a show that's not really going to use him. But,
right.
You know, as a fan, though, you want him back on the show.
I think
so,
he wanted a good storyline, too, and they weren't going to give him to him. And
yeah.
So he just thought it was time to go, you know, to leave at that point. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at the same time, too. Okay, so he's definitely not coming back, it sounds like. Well, it's time to do something with Hope now. And then, it doesn't make any sense. Hope is still in the lurch. And they're doing that with almost all the women. Kayla has nothing going on, but she's on Mary Beth's one recurring anyway. Jennifer's the only one who's has a life. And Marlene is mostly just chasing Kristen around, and, you know, once Kristen's gone, who knows what's going to happen to Marlena. Even though we know John Black is coming back
in
February. So
not how they're doing that. Are they going to get back together, or what kind of storyline are they going to give him, or is he going to come back for a little bit, and then are they going to get rid of him again? Because it kind of seems to be what is happening with him lately. He comes and goes. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with him.
So it's a great interview. And even if you're not a Peter fan, it's nice to listen to hear what he thinks about the show and his stories and what he's like as a person. And, plus, I have a great story to about Lauren Coswell and Francis Reed and some stuff about Christian. And It's just a really nice interview. I mean, I feel bad that we didn't get to everybody on the phone. But, we didn't know how long he was going to go. So it ended up lasting about an hour. But, it was a very, very good show. We had no problems with Walk Talk Radio, so that was a blessing.
Phones worked. Nobody got dropped.
Yeah. So, it was a really great time, and time just flew. And he's a great, great guest, and hopefully we'll have him on again someday.
It seems like he enjoyed himself too, and that, you know.
Yeah. And I was cracking him up with their Brady profiling. So, but it's okay. So, who wants to get started? Marian, do you want to talk about e-jammy? So, it's an e-jammy this week.
The best I guess e-jammy was this past Friday. She has her doubts about marrying. She's been having her doubts about marrying EJ and living in the Demir mansion. And of course, we had seen earlier where Stefano apologized, and she was completely shocked because. And he seemed genuine, but she still thinks there's something behind it. You know, that he wants something, or that it's not true. But she had a talk with Lucas. It started with EJ came in and. She was all upset because she had just seen Lucas, and Lucas threatened not to bring Allie back as long as Sammy is still living in the mansion. So they kind of course, had their typical e-jammy argument back and forth, and he's telling her, you know, he's not going to let that happen, and she's saying as long as Stefano is living in the house, they're always going to be a target, and Lucas just wants to protect them. And he said about, oh, you know, Stefano apologized and he's going to change. But she says she's, you know, not sure about that. And then they were talking about people changing, and he said to her, well, look at us, how many times, he says, we've changed, we've tried to go with different people. And he says we've tried to go to different people, and we've tried that merry-go-round, and we're so glad that we're not on that anymore. And he says, you know, were there things that drove you crazy about me? Do they still drive you crazy? And she said no, and he said something, and she says, oh, you just think I'm perfect. And he says, no, I don't think you're perfect. We're just perfect for each other. So I thought that was kind of neat. And then she said something about then they were talking and they were arguing back and forth, and they were almost, he kind of grabbed her and he said, and they started kissing, and she says, no, we can't do that. And Will and Sonny walked in and kind of broke it up. And she had a long talk with Will, and he more or less told her that he thinks that she would be making a mistake if she would walk away from somebody that really made her happy. So he comes back then from seeing Chad in the hospital, and he says, well, I'm sorry for breaking up, for leaving, and she said, in the middle of our argument, and he said, yeah. She says, well, if we probably would have ended up sleeping together anyway, and nothing would have gotten solved. So he says, well, did something get solved? And she said, that she had talked to Will, and so more or less, in the great line, she said that more or less she said to him that she says she's not going to ever walk away. She says, I will not walk away from the man I love. And of course, they made up and kissed. So that's kind of how that ended with them. So that was kind of a good scene there on Friday between them trying to figure out, their life. And a typical cute e-jammy, you know.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it. On between them. So we'll have to see what happens there. So
we didn't have much Kate this week, did we, Anna?
No, we had Kate on Monday. So our Cosby fans are not real happy right now. Anyway. basically, she's sort of reduced to being stuck with the Blah twins. I don't know if I've come to affectionately refer to Rafe and Jordan. But anyway, yeah, I don't know. Not that they really merit a nickname like that at all, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, basically, Friday's show ended and Monday's show started with Jordan walking in on overhearing Kate ordering somebody to do a more detailed, thorough background check on Jordan. She did the standard one to hire her, but she wants somebody to dig deeper because she's very suspicious of her. And so Jordan confronted her when she heard. And she's like, you know, what, just because I like my privacy and, you know, I don't talk about my personal life around here and stuff, there's something wrong with that, you know. And Kate's, well, you know, you have to keep in mind that, you know, I see you, basically Kate's on to her. She's, you know, sees her working her way into Rafe's life and, you know, Rafe's become kind of dependent on Jordan because of this, you know, therapy. And I don't know, these writers have some fascination with corrupting patient provider, you know, doctor/therapist relationships. Most people who are actually in those professions cringe at the idea of how, you know, the characters on our show like Daniel and now Jordan are basically, you know, working their way into these, you know, relationships with patients. You know, it's pretty much frowned upon in the professions. But anyway, Kate, you know, basically was like, well, look, you know, you forget my husband and my ex-husband just tried through Bernardi to get, you know, to slice Rafe up. I wish she'd been more specific. That would have been kind of funny as to what he was going to slice. But anyway, you know, so she's like, so forgive me if I'm a little cautious about the people that are around my, oh, you know, around Rafe. And, you know, Jordan's like, you really think I'm in here trying to go after him? And, you know, but, you know, she's like, well, you know, you're a mystery. Basically, you're a mystery. You know, most of the viewing audience doesn't care to solve the mystery, however, but I guess Kate's going to be delving into Jordan's past, trying to dig up some dirt on her. So, you know, I don't know whether that'll, you know, I don't know where that's going to take the story, but anyway, so then she, at the end of the show, Kate basically runs into Jordan and Rafe out on an outing out in the park or somewhere. And she comes upon them and says, you know, I owe you an apology, and kind of basically makes nice with Jordan and yada, yada, yada. And, of course, after she leaves, you know, she's like, yeah, I'll let you think I'm, you know, I've let it go and that I'm, you know, I have my guard down, but, you know, it's not, you know, basically Kate's going to play nice, but underneath it all, she's definitely still going to investigate Jordan. So anyway, and then trying to think, I love Kate and Maxine scenes. And at one point,
yeah.
The show after Jordan left, Maxine came by and, you know, she was on to Kate because, you know, the week before Kate had been asking questions about Jordan and saying she wanted to get her a gift of thanks, I guess, for helping Rafe. And, of course, Maxine was on to her, and so she said, yeah, I can really see, I don't know how she phrased it, but it was really cute. It was kind of like, yeah, I can really see you getting her a gift, right, uh-huh. You know, kind of like, you know, like, I'm on to you, sister. You know, they had a really cute scene. They had a really nice scene. I love Kate and Maxine together. But they, you know, Maxine was basically like, look, this girl's just helping him out. She's good. She's a hard worker. She's always busy with her patients. She sticks to work, you know, all that stuff. So basically she vouched for Jordan. And
yeah, I was going to say Maxine was kind of sticking up for Jordan, more or less.
Yeah, which kind of sucks because
yeah.
usually Maxine sticks up for Kate, and she's kind of like the conscience of the group, you know. She kind of like, you know, she kind
mm-hmm.
of...
Think
of
both sides a lot,
yeah.
though, too.
Yeah, I like
kind
that.
Of,
I like that
even
about
with
her.
Jennifer,
I mean,
yeah, she's been...
She's very grounded in the way she looks at things, mm-hmm. and I think, I mean, and I love the way she plays that character, and I love her and Kate's sort of friendship that they've developed, you know. So I like any time those terms seem to
I like that they're using her a little bit more, you know, with different people.
Different
characters.
And so it'd be nice. I think it'd be cool if they expanded Maxine's role more to where we actually knew more about her life and more about her family. I mean, she mentioned one time she had a son in college or something like that, or went through college or whatever. So we know she's got a son somewhere, you know, so that might be kind of fun for him to come to Salem or come to the hospital or something. So I could see potential there. I would love to see her have a bigger role, because I always enjoy her scenes. Even though she is, you know, she's always, like, super nice to Dr. Dan, and I wish she'd kick into the curb sometimes. But anyway, or at least tell him to get a shower. But I digress. Anyway, so...
He did have a shower.
Yeah. Take a shower, man.
He did have a shower.
Clean up.
On Friday.
You know?
Finally.
You know,
a shower.
We don't traditionally like to scare our patients when they wake up from being under anesthesia, when the first thing they see is you over there, you know, hovering over them. We'd really prefer not to scare them back into, you know, unconsciousness. But anyway, I think that was, is that about it for Kate? I think that was the main, those were the main things for Kate this week. Unfortunately, not a whole lot else went on. Did she, I'm trying to think, other than that scene at the end with Jordan and Rafe, I'm trying to remember, I don't remember her having other scenes with Rafe. So,
I don't
basically,
think so.
Yeah. It's kind of cute when Maxine, I think it was when Maxine came in the room, she's like doing some free weights in here because she was in the gym. So the gym where, or the, the therapy room or whatever where Jordan works Rafe out. So, it was funny. She's like working some free weights or something. Cute, but.
Yeah. Yes. Speaking of Rafe, I like when, this is back going back to a jammy when, they were arguing and he was saying about, you know, you're Samantha Brady and, you know, you make up your own mind. You don't listen to your mother or your father. And he says, and stop listening to that little voice inside your head that keeps wanting to try to tell you to be a good girl and to do the right thing and to marry the good guy like Rafe.
Uh-huh.
And he says, you're never going to be that person. And so stop trying to be that person. And I thought, you know, yeah. And she said,
really
don't bring Rafe into this.
The dialogue,
I like that.
Yeah, the dialogue was so good with those two.
There were so many different good lines in there that they said to each other.
And, I was kind of surprised that it wasn't a Melissa Salmon script. It was a Jean Marie Ford or whatever. Shout out to Angela. Surprised it wasn't Melissa Salmon this time because, I didn't quite watch the entire week. I watched Monday and then part of Friday, I did catch some of the jammy scenes on Friday, and I thought they were really good. I mean, you know, didn't Allie Sweeney direct another episode this week? It might have been Monday's episode. I'm thinking it was Monday.
I don't pay much attention to the credits.
I'm a nerd. I pass those sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I just, like, fast-forwarded. Another thing that EJ said something when they were in the midst of their argument, he said something about, and when I was sent to Salem, I was supposed to hate you, you know, and I couldn't hate you, and I wanted to hate you or something, and she said something about, well, how could I hate you with that towel around? When you came out in that towel, you know, she brought up the thing about, you know, how, that, of course, the how she, you know, she first,
oh,
how
yeah.
we first met EJ when he walked out of the door with just the towel. Yeah, that's how she saw him, too. So, like, how was I supposed to hate you with a towel around, with your towel around?
Really?
Coming out with a towel, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there was a lot of good lines
between
them. And they usually always are. And it's just their chemistry together and the way they just bounce off each other. That makes it good.
Just a different topic, but now is this the, you know, with Will going off to do this week-long thing, is this the week that he then comes back as a different guy? No pun intended.
I would bet on it.
No. I told you guys this last week. No.
I know. I was trying to remember. What was it? He goes to California and he comes back.
Yeah, I thought
guy?
He was supposed to leave early. Wasn't he supposed to leave earlier?
Yeah.
You're forgetting.
He was supposed to be there till Christmas, but he was supposed to be filming until December.
He stopped filming earlier than that.
But weren't you saying, when were you saying he switches to the new guy?
It's around New Year's, Christmas. He filmed it until August. They're airing episodes they're airing episodes that were filmed the middle of June.
That's right.
So you have probably
having a break.
I was just thinking this was the opportune time for them to make that change because all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he suddenly is going to California.
Yeah,
it seems
it's
kind of random.
Unless he just had a break or something at that time.
I don't understand this whole thing about Will. I don't understand this whole thing. It's so lame. And, you know, we've all written essays and probably sometime in the past. I don't know a single person who ever got called in to a conference because you wrote an essay.
Well, that's why it struck me odd that I thought, oh, this must, and I forgot that, I knew you had said something about it coming up, but I guess I was like, oh, maybe this is where they had the 2-week break and then he came back as a different guy, named Guy.
Yeah. It's confusing
but,
when they're so flipping far ahead.
Now, is that
five months now.
It just dawned on me. Is it Guy Wilson? Is that, or what was the last name? What's the actor's last name?
Yeah, it's Guy Wilson.
Wilson.
Isn't that funny? Wilson? I never connected that. Wilson's the couple name.
And that's his last name.
His last name is Wilson? That's pretty funny.
Yeah. It was kind of like, the whole thing with Vargas and Sean Douglas.
That was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Don't mention Vargas. It makes me sad that he's not back on the show yet.
Okay,
What a waste. He's such a talented actor. Such a hunk. Mm.
Sean Douglas' finger healed, so he's back to working out. Sean tweeted a couple of days ago. His finger healed. He dislocated a finger.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh my God.
Yeah, so he's back to working out. Yeah.
Those abs are a terrible thing to waste. Glad you're back.
Oh yeah, those hands. Get those hands better.
Yeah, we need to bring Vargas back. Darn it, that was so awesome. That was one of the best casting decisions they ever made for a new character coming in. I mean, there's just so many ways that character could go. I mean, so many different relationships he could be involved in. And I mean, it just makes me mad when I see that kind of potential. It's kind of like when they let Teo go the last time. You're like, there were so many. And why are they wasting?
Yeah, we got Teresa.
Instead, they waste screen time with. So many
I said, Daniel, just let her go. Just let her lay there.
Yeah, Daniel, why didn't you let her code? Come on.
Just let her code. Anyway.
I don't know. I mean, the only value that character has really in terms of the show is bringing Shane and Kim back a little bit, but.
Yeah, I guess they're
going
to try to redeem her, but, man, she's...
Nothing against the actress. I just don't find the character... I mean, I know she's supposed to be playing a jerk, but I just, Stefano's a jerk on a massive scale, but you still empathize with him and you still sort of...
he's a character you love to hate or hate, what I mean? You love him, but you hate him. You hate him, but you love him.
And honestly, so far, the only redemptive quality Teresa's had for me is just when she aligned herself with Anne. Because I'm not really a fan of Jennifer lately, so, I don't
Anne
mind
makes her look,
her,
now, Anne's a character you like to hate, too. Or
exactly.
But Teresa, she's just a little brat, kind of like JJ was, although JJ is, the actor's playing that well, I think.
And he's shown some humanity, like we talked about a couple weeks ago. So,
he is now.
Teresa
he was scared
still,
there. Yeah.
Teresa still hasn't shown that yet to me.
No.
Anyway. So, she hasn't found, and I know it's in the writing and everything. I'm sure the actress could do it,
He was having second thoughts. He didn't take the whole drug in. He took a little bit. He was having second thoughts on, if I do that, I'm going to screw up,
Yeah.
He didn't. Of course, Daniel covered for him.
But now, thanks to the rumor and everything and all that, that they, Jennifer now thinks that Daniel and Teresa.
And now he has to because he can't let her know that JJ was there.
Yeah.
Or how he found out.
Yeah, because she was like, how did you even know where Teresa lives? He's like, just new.
Like, just new? I was just there, he said. And then he said, I was just there.
I was just there.
Okay.
I mean, really? So, anyway. But, yeah, I don't know. That part's lame. And I got to admit, I mean, I don't know, Terry, you might want to talk about the Eric Nicole stuff. But I have to say, I've not been a fan of Kristen all along, and I'm glad she's going to be leaving. But and I'm not a fan of Briston, but I have to say they have milked this story for everything it's worth. But and I hope they write the payoff to be a huge payoff.
We need a good payoff
because we've been waiting a long time for this payoff. But I have to admit that they've done a good job, you know, because we all want it now. You know what I mean? I mean, there may have been several.
I want
times
Nicole
where
to win and
fast forwarded
just,
through some of this stuff. But there have been so many twists and turns, and it's driven us crazy with the stupid flash drive and all that crap.
Yes,
and the pictures. And did those? Whatever happened with the picture that Sierra
Brady and
had,
Eric have to watch it at the same time. That's what I want. You know, to see it at the same time.
And I can hardly wait till. Well, I don't know. You guys might, because I didn't actually see the scenes yet. You guys might want to talk about the Eric Nicole stuff, but I can hardly wait till Brady and Eric both have to eat crow big time.
Yes.
Yeah,
especially Brady.
What are they?
Because Brady's so blinded. I don't know. You got Carrie? Did you want to? I mean, because I haven't seen those scenes, but you guys were saying they were really good.
Oh, they were amazing. That was amazing. Monday and Tuesday, and it was that should have been the A story this week instead of 5 days of Dannefer, JJ, Teresa. I mean, I thought that was.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, it's 6 days in a row because it was a carryover from the Friday before. And, you know, poor Melissa Reeves lost her voice. You'd think, like, hey, you know, let's give her a break for one day.
Yeah, Jennifer. Yeah.
Pete's hey.
Noticed that.
Yeah, so what happened was Brady and Nicole were smacking at each other in the rectory. Brady wanted to give Eric his vows. And Nicole offered to do it for him. He's like, I don't trust you. So she left to bring some really beautiful white roses to the altar. And he catches her kind of in the vestibule of the church. And they started getting into it. And she's just, you know, yelling at him about how stupid he is for marrying Kristen and all that. And then he started getting into it about Eric. And Nicole just finally breaks down and admits that she's loved Eric since he's came back into town, and she used to love him before, and she tried to fight it, and that's why she quit her job to get away from him. And then she kept saying that she's done things that she felt sorry for during this time. And Eric's listening the whole time. He's in the pews, and it was just something else. I mean, she just basically let it all hang out, and then she tells Brady to go to hell, and he said, oh. He says, after you, bitch. And it was so nasty. Oh, my goodness. This is Brady basically completely disowns her and cuts her out of his life entirely. So Nicole goes to bring the roses to the altar, and she places them there, and Eric's there, and he's just, his mind's been blown. And so first they start talking about her feelings towards him, and she kind of denied some stuff she said, and then she finally admitted to it. She's kind of like all over the place. She's kind of torn between telling him everything and telling him nothing at the same time. So she kind of contradicts herself a lot. And then he thinks that she's talking about the rape in certain cases because she keeps saying she did stuff that she felt sorry for. And then he brings up, you raped me, and you drugged me, and you raped me. And Nicole is just, like, shocked. And I can't even imagine being accused of something like that. I mean, that, you know, especially if someone who that you love says something like that to you. I mean, that's just shocking as all hell. And then that was, I think it was in the Monday's episode, and then Tuesday's episode, he tells her about the whole Faye Taylor thing, and that he was drugged, and
that he knows it was her, and she's like, you don't know what you think you know, and it wasn't me, and blah, 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 blah. And he, and I mean, she's being very convincing, saying it's not her. And he just doesn't really buy it. And she gets mad and picks up the roses and throws them and says, you can go to hell, and to hell with God, too. And she leaves the church. I mean, it was something else. And, I mean, it was just fantastic scenes, fantastic writing, fantastic acting. Ari is so great. I mean, she always delivers, but she, it was nice to see.
She does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was nice to see Nicole not begging for forgiveness or, you know, or doing something crazy. And, I mean, she's just defending herself, basically. And Eric, Greg Vaughn was just amazing those 2 days. He looked shocked and saddened. And at the same time, too, I still think he's interested in Nicole, you know, in a non-priestly way. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he kind of heard something he wanted to hear when she said that she still loved him. I think he kind of still liked that.
It's a battle. It's an internal battle for him.
Oh, it's an internal battle, yeah. He's a man. Yeah, he's a priest, but he's also a man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he had a relationship with her before, so
she
was
a great affection for her,
too. Yeah, and Nicole took Eric's virginity, so that's, you know, something very memorable. And Greg Vaughn, basically, his best scenes, he had no dialogue. He was just acting with his eyes when he was listening to Nicole and Brady. And he just says so much with his eyes. And even the scenes where he's the priest and he's talking to people, like, he'll kind of do something, see something kind of passive-aggressive, and you can tell it's passive-aggressive by his eyes. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you can't tell. Like, he's trying to bite his tongue and not lash out at someone, but his eyes are kind of, you know, he's kind of being judgmental with his eyes.
Yeah.
And, I would recommend everybody watch Tuesdays just for Ari and Greg Vaughn. Just, they both were just amazing.
And he has such a hard role to play because he plays this, you know, close to perfect priest, which can be kind of boring, you know, and he's such a hot, you know, such a good-looking man. And, you know, that's one flashback video. If I just pretend it's not Kristen, I don't mind watching. No, anyway, although I do think it's disgusting what she did. It is nice to be shirtless. I mean, I'm certainly not opposed to the shirtless part of it, but you know, I hate that they had her raping him. That's awful. But I mean, you know, he's kind of had to downplay so many things because he's this saintly priest, and yet he's also human, you know, human being, struggling with things. And so, you know, it's safe to say we all wanted him to be decolored by Nicole a long time ago. So
from the standpoint of that, it's been
an entire year that he's been on the show, and still no Nicole, you know, Nicole deflowering of him. So, decollaring him. And instead Kristen, you know, did that, well, forced it on him. But, you know, so, I don't know. But I think I really have to commend him because he does, you're right, he does deliver so much in the performances that he gives, even though he's playing a character that could be considered somewhat boring by daytime standards. He does do a lot, like you said, with his eyes and a lot with his, you know, with what he has a lot with what he is given to work with. He does a lot with it.
Mm-hmm. There was one point where Nicole, I know you have to go back and watch it, where she's just keeps constantly saying it wasn't me, and there was one point that she really screamed it. It was really a powerful scene where she says, that wasn't me, and it was just, you know, she's so determined to get him, to try to convince him.
Yeah.
But he, you know.
So is she going to be the one to find out it's Kristen and reveal that, or is it Marlena, or I wonder who, wonder
that's
how
the big question.
Because I missed some of this week. I haven't watched it yet. of this week's
show. See, that would be a spoiler I wouldn't want to know. I'd like to be surprised on that one.
Daniel still hasn't played with the flashlight.
No, it's still laying on top of his folders on his desk.
So annoying.
Still laying there. Yes.
I mean, wouldn't you want to look at it right away if somebody brought you a flash drive that you didn't know whose it was?
And then, but every time he gets called away or somebody walks into his office. Typical soap.
Like Sierra with that damn picture. Ugh.
Yeah, with the envelope. It was the same thing. But maybe it's a spoiler I don't want to know. It's to be like to be surprised and not know ahead of time.
Yeah.
I'm
sure
like
that'll
it,
come out. They should try to keep that secret.
They really should.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know, somebody will
because we all have our theories or how we want it to happen.
Yeah. But I really do hope they keep it a secret. You're right. But in this day of so many spoilers, it would be fun to just be really surprised.
Yeah.
Especially after all these months.
Mm-hmm.
Please let it happen in November because I don't think I can take it much longer.
I think it's going to be in 2 weeks.
Okay.
The whole
2 weeks.
Yeah, the whole Breston thing kind of blows up in 2 weeks. Yeah, next week, Casey Dietrich's last day is Wednesday. And I'm sorry, I'm trying not to sneeze right now. It's so hard. Nathan Owens' last day is on Halloween on Thursday. So we're going to have that Cameron and Chad leaving this week.
Nathan Owens is leaving that quickly after Chad?
Yeah, the day after.
I didn't realize they were so close, leaving at the same so close to the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah, we'll get to that later. So we have to bring up the whole Chad, Cameron, Abby thing. I just want to finish up with Nicole and Eric. Yeah, I saw someone wrote this week, Nicole and Eric's like the days we used to watch in the 80s. That basically nothing has happened with them physically at all for a whole year.
Right.
And how, that's how they used to write Days of Our Lives, you know, like the first kiss of the year until.
Oh, my gosh. It took forever before Bo and Hope got together and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. It, and it was a moment. And I hope they continue to do that instead of the, you know, random hookup things that they try to make into relationships. They've been trying to do that for years. And it doesn't work.
They let Chad and Abby boil for a while before. You know, I was kind of glad they stretched that out for a while, you know. Because, they dated
And Chad
before.
And Abby had been together even before that, too.
Yeah. So that, I liked that, you know, so.
Yes, I thought that was a really good point. That's probably why I like it so much. Is that it's taking so long.
Not that I'm opposed to the situation like with Kate and Rafe. They went from 0 to 60 overnight, but they were fun. They were a lot of fun. I really miss them, but being together. I hear what you're saying. It is nice to have that, you know, that 80s payoff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird because in the 80s they were almost naughtier than they were. I mean, some of the scenes like with Teo and Leanne and stuff, they were, you know,
back in those in their shower scenes.
But
yeah.
But it would still take forever to get, you know, it would still be such a slow burn to get to the actual off of whatever it was that was going to happen with the romance, you know. And, you know, you were just rooting.
The romance was so much better, though,
kissed, and that
in
was
the 80s.
A big thing if they kissed or if they held hands or whatever. And, and so, yeah, so it's much, I think it's much better than them jumping into bed and everything so quickly.
Yeah, so, even with Tony and Anna, they dragged out their last wedding back then
almost
weddings
married.
Before they finally, they finally got married for the second time, they had two fake out weddings. So that's pretty interesting. Yeah, so let's bring up Chad, Abby, and Cameron. So in a way, I'm so glad this stupid triangle is over, but it's so freaking bad.
Yeah. She's pissed at both of them now. So, you know, she slapped Cameron. She's mad at him for lying. She's mad at Chad for lying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's mad at Cameron for basically tossing her aside so she could be with Chad, too.
Right.
And,
yeah.
So, I mean,
she was going to choose Cameron.
Yeah, and I'm just got so glad it's over. Hopefully, if they bring another guy in for Kate Mancy, hopefully they can test with her, because her relationships have just been duds, except for Patrick Muldoon. But I think that's more on Patrick than more on Kate. You know what I mean? I think he brought it out in her attraction between the two of them. Then, but she hasn't really had chemistry with anybody else.
So, well, I think she'd give a chat this time around. The first time, no, but I like this time.
Yeah, but I think
and definitely not with Cameron.
Yeah, oh my gosh, no, that was horrible.
No.
But
what
I think
was,
this time around, there was never chemistry with Cameron, either Cameron. There's
no. Oh, no, I thought the original Cameron, I thought there was. I just didn't like the second one. I mean, I liked him as an, I think it's cute, but I thought her and Skylar Yancey had chemistry instantly, in my opinion. I really, they were a rootable couple for me from the beginning. But, you know, but then when they switched Cameron's on her, I just didn't think this guy had any chemistry with her at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he's a great-looking guy, nice body, the whole bit.
I like Chad with Abby better than I liked him with Melanie.
Mm-hmm.
I like Chad and
Oh,
Melanie
yeah,
together.
Most definitely. I didn't think he and Melanie had any chemistry.
No. It's funny, the couples in real life. And
I never
thought Kyle Loader and Ari had any chemistry either when they're married.
Yeah, they
didn't. You know, they're a couple. But they didn't. It's
That's
funny.
Yeah, so Chess messed up to Abby. She got mad and left. EJ, oh my gosh. He's so shallow. He's like, oh, she'll get over it. It's like, you know, Chad's not EJ. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
EJ.
And Abby's not Sammy. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, EJ's so used to, oh, yeah, we'll fight. You'll be in bed the next day, you know, after the fight.
So, yeah, with I mean, obviously, there's a huge missing link here with there's no young men that are straight on the show after Cameron and Chad leave. That pretty much leaves JJ, and he's 18, so, you know, in a way, it kind of doesn't count. So she needs to bring on, oh, there's Nick, too, but he's so Looney Tunes, and he's related to Neil Horton, so he's related to a lot of people. Yeah, he's related to Abby. So it's a shame that Nick and Abby never got their friendship back either, because when Nick first came to town, he was always with Abby and Chelsea. And she just, like, totally forgot that. I mean, I know it was a different Abby. It was Ashley Benson, but still, you know. Of course, Abby seems to be all about herself or JJ. And I kind of wish they'd bring back the Nick and Abby relationship. But, no. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know where to sleep with Abby now.
I don't know.
Oh, I was saying that I thought Casey was the one kind of responsible for the Chad and Abby chemistry this past time around. I think they made Chad more like Casey. He seemed more himself and more laid back and casual and a lot more fun.
Yeah.
And,
well,
I think that was a big difference.
The humor and the banter, and I think, you know, it kind of percolated over the whole strip thing. That sub story, the whole value in that whole thing was that it got Chad and Abby ended up being friends again, you know, trying to help their friend, their mutual friend, and it's like seeing the banter, their friendship, that's what pulled me in the second time. The first time I didn't think they had any chemistry, but...
So, what else was there? Anybody want to talk about the awkward Stefano Dan scenes this week? What the hell was that all about?
I didn't see those, but I heard that he
offered
to make his problem go away.
He was
going to
take care of Teresa, I guess, make Teresa go away, because he was grateful to Dan for saving Chad.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
Oh, remember, but that reminds me back when he made Kate, Stefano made Kate go give Daniel and Chloe that gift. Was it a baby gift or something? For and made her humiliate herself in front of them. That was awful. mm-hmm. to sort of make up for her being unloyal, you know, disloyal or something. But that was awful. But it's like, so I guess he gives interesting gifts. I guess we could say that about Stefano.
mm-hmm.
His thank you gifts are really unique.
Yeah, that was just so weird.
So what he offered to off Teresa for him, is it?
Yeah,
more or less, to
yeah.
take care of his problem.
That's very strange.
Yes,
like, how does he think mm-hmm. Daniel would go for that? I mean, that's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and what
why
do you think
should
about
he
his apology?
A way of showing you that he loves you.
Yeah, I mean, JJ is more of a problem to Dan than Teresa is. I mean, Teresa's one you can kind of ignore to
yeah.
a certain extent. You know, she doesn't have hold any sway over Jennifer or Daniel, really. The whole thing was funny, though. So that's the stuff that we have now. He's just going to use his evil to do good. That's the problem.
Yeah,
he's changing. Yes,
you know,
he's changing.
First he said he's changing, but then he went in to offer to, like, get rid of Teresa. So, no, Stefano, you haven't changed.
But he thinks it's a change because it's completely unselfish on his part. He has not had any
yeah.
gain from it. So he thinks he's doing
right.
a good thing by you know,
yeah,
killing off a...
funny about it, yeah.
I mean, in a way, it's kind of
cool.
Until
he needs
it.
Something from Daniel.
Yeah, so it's just a funny, that's his idea of behaving himself. Sort of, you know,
mm-hmm.
not whacking people or whacking off their members. Instead, he's just going to
mm-hmm.
whack off, you know, people he really doesn't care about.
Or we don't care about. So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Stefano.
Well,
take care of her.
Do us all a public service, Stefano. Top 10 signs.
We'll hire you, Stefano.
Yeah.
Do it for us.
Well,
yeah.
And Shane and Kim, now, I mean, they weren't taping till like July, right? So with her, you know, almost
probably next
here
month.
This deal, we still, I mean, they're not going to show up right now when she's like half dead.
I think their first air date's November 18th.
Yeah.
For
so,
Patsy and Charlie.
Oh, boy, she's going to be in the hospital a long time then. It sounds like.
Maybe.
Yeah, she's going to be in the hospital longer than Chad, yes.
Oh,
she's going to be coma.
Oh, joy.
Yeah.
But there for a while, we were actually away from the hospital for a long time. It was so nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now they're using it every, you know, it's like they're rotating, the, you know, sets. And it's like, now everybody's in the hospital bed of some sort, you know, revolving door.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Cheryl Shaughnessy, if you're in Allentown, Pennsylvania, he's going to be doing a reading, a stage reading of a play. It's a neat little conundrum there. It's about a man whose daughter is a lesbian, and her partner want to have a baby. She wants her father to father the baby so the baby will have some of her genes also.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, that's a
good one.
Yeah. Usually most daughters don't ask for their father's sperm.
Yeah.
So.
Unusual twist.
So I wonder if that's based on a true story, because that's a interesting moral dilemma, you know.
Yeah,
but basically,
definitely.
I mean, yeah, do you want your daughter raising your son or daughter? And, you know, then
you're the mother and you're the sibling, you know.
Yeah, and you're the grandfather and the father at the same time. And it's kind of weird. So, anyway, that's on the blog if you're in the Allentown area, you want to go see. Oh, and they're having a cast meeting, meet and greet after the performance,
cool.
So that's really cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's going to meet Charlie. And Charlie's really super nice. So, and he's an amazing actor, too. So, but go check out Charlie. Okay, what else went on this week? Oh, what the hell was Jen thinking about calling the cops on JJ? Anybody else think that was just nuts?
Nuts, yeah, because he didn't do anything yet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She was thinking of what he could do. Like, well, you know, don't... I don't understand that. why she would do that. That would just make it worse. I thought she was trying to keep him out of jail, right? She wanted to keep him out of jail. Why did she want to put him in? That's what I, yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And then maybe she shouldn't have let him keep the plea bargain, let him serve some jail time. And instead,
yeah,
he's coming home, and she's going to have his probation revoked, and he's going to spend 5 years in prison.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 5 years in prison is not going to do him any good, you know. I just
right.
thought it was weird. And the fact that Abby's like, well, if you do this, I'm gone. I'm out of here. And she's like, you know, Jen's like, whatever. I'm going to the police anyway. It's like, okay, you know, Jen's not going to win the Mother
yeah.
of the Year award this year, I don't think.
Yeah, Hope had a talk. Hope had to talk some sense into her, you know, and she's the cop, you know, so.
So, yeah, that was just bizarre. It didn't make much sense. So, oh, and I got to smack the hell out of Daniel. I mean, it is funny because people are like, oh, Daniel, he saved Teresa, blah, blah, blah. But it's like he praised JJ for calling him and not calling 911. When Teresa became unconscious. What the hell? Because my neighbor had a similar situation in her family. No one called 911 for her family member, and she died because they didn't want to get busted with drugs. So I just think this sends a horrible message because you're telling druggies and kids that, hey, if your friend overdoses, don't call 911. Because you'll get in trouble. I mean, I just don't know what the hell they were thinking. I mean, this is just a horrible message to send. I mean, not everybody has a doctor that's going to just come running over.
Right. True. You happen to know a doctor.
Life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And really what he's doing, he's breaking the law. You know what I mean? He's covering for JJ. But he can get himself in trouble, you know.
Yeah.
Dumb. Yeah.
You know, but that's the thing. I mean, maybe JJ should have gotten busted then because he has drugs in his system. Daniel
right,
could have busted
right.
JJ after he did something. Jen wanted to bust JJ just because he didn't want to be home with her. You know, and then
right.
later
so,
he
yeah.
Did,
yeah.
Yeah, he did show I could show her he had pot later, you know, at one point. But they fought a couple times before she revealed the pot. But it just doesn't make any sense to me at all. Why they thought that was a good idea. I mean, it was dramatic, you know, but Daniel could have said to JJ, hey, you did the wrong thing. You should have called 911, but I'll take care of her because I'm here. That would have made
yeah.
sense.
And then call me. You could call 911 and then call him. Yeah.
Yeah. Or even, you know, just let JJ do what he did, but have Daniel lecture him that he did the wrong thing. Instead, Daniel praises him for doing the right thing. I mean, oh, my goodness. You know how many people would still be alive today if someone called the police when they overdosed? I mean, this happens a lot. I mean, it just, the whole thing just made me sick. I thought it was disgusting. So, yeah, so Daniel got to meet Teresa throw up a couple times, and he got to take a shower with her.
Yeah.
I felt so bad for Jen Lilly. Having to pretend to be unconscious in the shower in her underwear with Dr. Dan. But, and you know, on the flip side, though, I mean, he got a good peek at her.
Mm-hmm.
He saved her life. So he's going to be in love with her within, like, 24 hours anyway. So that should have been her plan all along, was to overdose in front of him. So, but, yeah, so we'll see what happens to Teresa next week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see if there's anything else.
Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, we discussed Brady and Kristen. Brady told Kristen that Nicole told him that she cheated on him. Well, she was with somebody while they were broken up.
Oh, and now she knows that, yeah. Probably wondering how Nicole knows.
Yeah. Yeah, but you
know
that's
Marlene over
her.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she doesn't know
them. Suspects them anyway. Something's up with Nicole and Marlene anyway.
Yeah, because Nicole's been in her face a lot, and
mm-hmm.
So, and but yeah, it was hilarious. And Chris totally flipped out and was destroying stuffed animals.
Oh, here she gets back in that animal.
Oh, she's nuts. She's nuts.
That was there. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so Chris knows that Nicole is on to her to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, when they were having that conversation, I thought Brady was going to tell her about Nicole confessing she loved Eric. But so I don't know why, for some reason, I didn't think it was going to be about what Kristen did. So... oh, that's funny. Then I'd rather have watched that than the whole freaking Danaher JJ thing this week. I mean, that was just, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too much. So, let me bring on a caller.
Hi, it's Jamie.
Hey, Jamie, what's up?
Hey, well, I think Daniel has a big ego. That's why he didn't... he was glad that he didn't call 911.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, that's going to be the case. And Dan's going to be doing a lot of house calls. He's expecting everybody to call him except for 911, you know.
Yeah, that's true. And I agree about Abby that they need to find someone new for her because JJ is also her brother, so that won't work either, obviously.
Yeah, that one. She's too involved in his business anyway. I think she kind of does need her own. And Danaher. She's too much about Danaher, too. She needs to find something else.
Get her own life, yeah. And then Nicole was a highlight of the week, like you mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And...
what did you think about Greg Vaughn?
Great as well, yeah. I agreed about his facial expressions. Were really good. Like, his face was turning red and his eyes and everything, yeah. That was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy, EJ, and Will and Sonny at the mansion was good, even though that stupid paper thing with Will is kind of boring. I mean, it's kind of cute that he wrote about his daughter, but it's kind of convoluted that he's gone to some big conference or whatever just for writing that.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. But it's funny, bought him a new shirt, so that was nice.
No. Oh, yeah, that's true. Although I didn't really like that shirt.
I didn't like it either. Yeah, Will loved it, but I didn't care for it.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Maybe we needed to see it on or something, I don't know. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. So you watched GH this week as well?
Yes. I did.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't watched Friday, and that was probably the best part.
Friday was really great.
I've I've heard bits, I've heard about it, so, but I just haven't seen it.
Yeah, Friday was really great because they're all at the,
And Duke's going to be looking for her.
They're
right?
all at the Castine Mansion, Windermere.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the banter between and Faison is hilarious.
Yeah,
oh,
I love
so
Faison. I love Faison. I love both of them together too.
Oh, I know.
The nagging between the two is hilarious.
There's just something that there's something that's just like I'm starting to like. There's something attractive about him. He's creepy and scary, but there's still something attractive about him. I don't know what it is.
Creepy, but there's something about him that's intriguing, or maybe because he's so smart or something. I don't know. I mean,
he's
creepy, but he's creepy,
he's
too.
Creepy.
It's a weird,
creepy.
It's a weird thing. And
it's
then, I keep thinking, every time I think they're killing her off, I'm like, no, you got to keep her alive somehow because I love her. I just, she cracks
I love the accent and just love, and the
does
things that she
know,
comes up with.
Does anyone know if she's, if she really has any kind of accent in real life, or does anyone see the interviews
know.
With her?
No, she doesn't.
I wouldn't think so. I doubt it, but
yeah,
she doesn't.
I'm sure
it's okay.
I'm just curious.
Did you like it?
Oh, how did you like when he wanted her to put the Anna mask on to go to bed with him?
Creepy.
That was the best.
She, oh my God, that was the best.
I bet she might have done it.
I was thinking she might do it too. Yeah.
But you know, it's like we've all known these like super intelligent, beautiful women that, I mean, because I think she's actually a beautiful woman, but I just, you know, that have everything going for them, but they're just so insecure or they're so desperate for this man, you know. And it, so mm-hmm. you, at first you're like, really? Come on, lady, you know. But it's like we've all known somebody in our lives like that, but you're just like, don't you see your own value? Don't you see what you have? Of course, she's a killer, so, I mean, she kept a lot of problems. And so,
right.
I mean, I hate her.
He's the same way with
Diana.
He just, you know,
she's evil,
he's fixated on her.
But, yeah, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day, she's done all of this because she has this fatal attraction with this man that she had a child with.
What do you think about, what do you think about Obrecht and Jerry Jacks? That could be a good couple.
You know, he does nothing for me. I don't know. Jerry Jacks does
like,
nothing for me.
I like the three of them in the same room together on, like,
yeah, I don't care
Monday
for Jerry Jacks. He's just he's a criminal, but he's, but yeah,
oh, yeah.
I don't, I just,
I
like,
love
ew.
All of the, I love the ensemble scenes, though. I mean, it's really good. I mean, G.H. is just
veteran actors, all
yeah,
of them.
Like, it was like all the super
all
villains
the
all
actors.
In one room and stuff, yeah.
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 And all the, you know, veteran actors.
And
even
all
the
Ava Jerome, all that stuff. I mean, I'm not a fan of Morgan, but, I mean, that whole twist on that was good. I don't know. I just.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Now he knows who they are.
They're all figuring out. They're all
figuring out. Robert knows who Derek Wells is, really, Julian Jerome.
Yeah. I just.
Robert knows now. Pete, was that Friday? I must have missed that. Was that Friday? Robert knows.
Yeah, Robert. Robert knows that Derek Wells is Julian Jerome because he knows that his death was faked.
Well, for an 80s fan,
we're
pretty
much... that Robert... Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
No, as an 80s, for 80s fans, it's just like we're in heaven right now. I mean, it's just like so good.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And for me,
yeah,
it's all
like
new because I just started watching Jerome.
Days doesn't have... Days doesn't use their vets a lot.
Dave doesn't know how to tell
boring,
a story.
So.
They don't. They don't know how to use an ensemble cast and incorporate all their vets. I mean, they brought all these people back, all of them, and did it very well. They brought them all back for the 50th. Now, some of them all aren't there, but most of them are still there. So
yeah.
No, I've loved all the. I mean, the way they. I've just loved everything about it lately. I mean.
There's
the whole
thing with Joel and
Jerome
and Sonny.
I mean, I hate to say it, you know, there's certain days where you're like, oh, man, none of my favorites are on today kind of thing. You're like, whatever. But even those stories, I'm still pretty much watching. I mean, other than, like, Kiki, I can live without her. And,
yeah,
you know,
I can do without Kiki.
Yeah.
I'm not a Kiki fan.
But I mean,
I love how
Heather Weber pops up out of nowhere. And
oh, I love
her.
Heather.
Like her
oh my God, and Franco.
Robin Knapp.
Franco
like
and Heather.
Awesome.
Oh my God, I love Roger Haworth is doing such a great job. He made me totally forget about Todd Manning, and I love Todd Manning, but I like him as Franco too.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah. Robin Maxson's good as Heather. Did you see the scenes with her and Scotty? And also Lucy.
Yes.
Scotty,
yes.
Lucy,
oh, yeah.
And Heather all in the same room. Well, actually, they were outside of Kelly's. But.
And Lucy, yeah. And I'm trying to remember, I don't know a lot of the history of them, but just bits and pieces, you know, of that history. So.
And Scotty's trying to be mayor.
Yeah.
Or DA. DA.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, DA. But it kind of reminds me of when. On days when EJ was mayor.
Yeah.
Even though we don't know who the mayor is of in Salem right now, but
yeah, there's nobody running the city right now. But
yeah, that's why it's chaos happening. Because the mayor takes everything under control.
Right.
And how do you like Luke and Tracy?
Down as well.
They're funny,
Adorable, Luke and Tracy.
But he wanted a mayor, yeah. He's going to give her the whole enchilada, he told her.
Yeah, and on the airplane it was funny because one of the menu items was enchilada.
Yes.
So I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
Like, literally the enchilada.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I still hate Lulu.
Yeah. this new actress,
like the scenes with her and Spinelli at the hospital, like she was like grabbing on baby, like she didn't trust Spinelli. Like, what's Spinelli gonna do with baby? Like I doubt it that Spinelli's gonna kidnap the kid.
But I have to say, I can't stand Lulu, but those scenes were really good, I thought.
The whole dilemma is.
I love the scenes and everything.
It's a tough situation.
Her grabbing onto that baby like that, it's like Spinelli's not going to hurt the kid or kidnap the kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, no, Spinelli's not going to hurt, but she's just fearful that he's, you know, he's a threat to taking the baby away from her. I guess, but
yeah,
it's going to get good. It's going to get ugly, but
yeah.
But we all know that Britt's baby is Dante and Lulu's, right?
Because she told Faison. It wasn't her.
But it's interesting because don't you think Britt is attached to that baby, so she's not going to give the baby back to.
Oh, I'm sure.
Dante and Lulu either, because that could create drama there.
She's not going to want to
attach the kid as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she panicked and Oprah kidnapped her daughter, so she's going to want to.
Of course, then she turned around and told Nicholas that she was lying to Faison, so. Yeah, but really, you know, she really told Faison the truth, but.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. That's good.
So GH uses their ensemble. Dace just uses Dannefer and Sarah.
Dace just doesn't know how to. Yeah, and they're younger actors. I'm all good for the younger actors, but you just have to know how to do it. And they use their younger actors in with their veteran actors fairly well too.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
They just got some really good actors over there on GH that have been around for quite a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing because they have a big cast on GH, but they use them all. Mm-hmm. And they have a smaller cast. It's like they only use like half of them. And their vets are like in limbo on Days because like Hope's not doing it much, Victor's not doing much, Maggie's not doing much.
They don't give them good storylines, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, they can only use a great storyline.
Yeah, at least on GH, every vet has something to do, but on Days, not really.
Well, I wanted to mention Days. I have the ratings on the blog, too. Days hit a cheer high in 18 to 49-year-old viewers. And GH is doing really
well. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
The rating up.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, and GH is doing well.
They hit a what high? What was that?
They reached a 2-year high in 18 to 49-year-old viewers. There's what I've said.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. Dave's had some good things going, and when they had, like, Marlena and Victor working together and things like that. I mean, I love the scene combinations.
Yeah, I like the whole Nicole and Eric storyline.
Yeah,
and Jamie,
I mean, there's a lot of good things about
stuff
it.
I like.
The problem with
like
these is they beat a dead horse on things that aren't working. And it's because they don't adapt. They don't have, they film so far ahead, which I used to be okay with when it was 3 months. Now it's almost 5.
The GH doesn't film that far ahead.
Yeah, and they're
a couple months maybe.
Only 3 weeks ahead.
3 weeks. Yeah, I thought it was only a month or two.
I think GH is about to film Thanksgiving right now or something. So
yeah, that's the way it used to be on all, you know, but Days, I don't know why they so far ahead. I guess money, save money, I suppose. Oh.
The whole JJ Jennifer thing, that should not be the A story. I wouldn't mind it so much if it was the C story. You know, so I think right now it should probably be Briston and Eric and Nicole. I think that actually should be the 1 and 2 stories. The whole JJ thing is just, it's just too much. There's actually 6 days in a freaking row.
To have this JJ and Teresa on her every day. Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like on days, all their good stories are only on like 2 days a week. And on GH, they're on every day.
Yeah, there's no reason that Eric and Nicole got dropped after Tuesday. I mean, that was the big deal this week. But if you watch Dave...
I know, I saw the promo was with them, and they weren't on a whole lot.
Yeah, that's true. The promo was about Eric and Nicole last week. It wasn't about Teresa overdosing. So
I know. And they did that a few times. Like, I remember a few weeks ago, there was, like, a promo, and I think it was, like, I can't remember if it was, like, Sammy or EJ or Will and Sonny, and they were only on, like, once or twice that week as well. It's like, why are you promoting stuff that's only going to be shown one day a week? Because then people are going to start to tune out after that one day of seeing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sir. I just don't get it. And yet, maybe Melissa Reeve losing her voice, that, you know, maybe that should be a clue that the girl needs a break. So, yeah, maybe
right.
Just see.
That's a good point.
You know, your character's been on too many days in a row when...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was quasi losing my voice after Peter on Monday. It happens, you know, when we have a show the next day, I'm kind of shot. But I don't know. So anybody have anything else this week? Let's discuss.
No.
No, I'm pretty.
No. Good.
Got it.
No.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, okay.
So, yep, we'll be back next week on the 2nd. So, yeah, thanks for calling in, Jamie.
Okay.
You're welcome.
We gain an hour next week, too, don't we?
Oh, my
care.
Gosh.
Yeah,
oh, that's next
week. Call back? Mm-hmm. That's what
oh,
we
yeah.
Week.
An hour, right? No, we gain it. You're right.
Call back?
We gain
mm-hmm.
it.
Oh, turn back time, yeah.
Turn back to yeah. Turn back at the clock's an hour.
Yeah. And happy Halloween, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
You too. Bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.